Segment 8. When the water has planks, when gangways and railings o'erspan the stream, verily he is not believed who then says, all is in flux. But even the simpletons contradict him. What, says the simpletons, all in flux? Planks and railings are still over the stream. Over the stream, all is stable. All the values of things, the bridges and bearings, all good and evil, these are all stable. Comes, however, the hard winter, the stream tamer. Then learn even the wittiest distrust. And verily, not only the simpletons then say, should not everything stand still? Fundamentally, stands everything still. That is an appropriate winter doctrine. Good cheer for an unproductive period. A great comfort for winter sleepers and fireside loungers. Fundamentally, stands everything still. But contrary thereto, preaches the thawing wind. The thawing wind, a bullock, which is no plowing bullock, a furious bullock, a destroyer, which with angry horns breaks the ice. The ice, however, breaks gangways. O my brethren, is not everything at present in flux? Have not all railings and gangways fallen into the water? Who would still hold on to good and evil? Woe to us! Hail to us! The thawing wind blows. Thus preach my brethren through all the streets. Segment 9. There is an old illusion. It is called good and evil. Around soothsayers and astrologers has hitherto revolved the orbit of this illusion. Once did one believe in soothsayers and astrologers, and therefore did one believe everything is fate. You shall, for you must. Then again did one distrust all soothsayers and astrologers, and therefore did one believe everything is freedom. You can, for you will it. O my brethren, concerning the stars and the future, there has hitherto been only illusion and not knowledge. And therefore concerning good and evil, there has hitherto been only illusion and not knowledge. Segment 10. You shall not rob. You shall not slay. Such precepts were once called holy. Before them did one bow the knee and the head and take off one's shoes. But I ask you, where have there ever been better robbers and slayers in the world than such holy precepts? Is there not even in all life robbing and slaying? And for such precepts to be called holy, was not truth itself thereby slain? Or was it a sermon of death that called holy what contradicted and dissuaded from life? O my brethren, break up. Break up for me the old tables. Segment 11. It is my sympathy with all the past that I see it is abandoned. Abandoned to the favor, the spirit, and the madness of every generation that comes and reinterprets all that has been at its bridge. A great potentate might arise, an artful prodigy, who with approval and disapproval could strain and constrain all the past until it became for him a bridge, a harbinger, a herald, and a cock crowing. This, however, is the other danger, and mine other sympathy. He who is of the populace, his thoughts go back to his grandfather. With his grandfather, however, does time cease. Thus is all the past abandoned, for it might someday happen for the populace to become master and drown all time in shallow waters. Therefore, O my brethren, a new nobility is needed, which shall be the adversary of all populace and potentate rule, and shall ascribe anew the word noble on new tables. For many noble ones are needed, and many kinds of noble ones for a new nobility. Or as I once said in parable, that is just divinity, that there are gods, but no God. Segment 12. O my brethren, I consecrate you and point you to a new nobility. You shall become procreators and cultivators and sowers of the future. Verily, not to a nobility which you could purchase like traders with traders' gold, for little worth is all that has its price. Let it not be your honor henceforth whence you come, but where you go. your will and your feet which seek to surpass you, let these be your new honor. Verily, not that you have served a prince, of what account are princesses now, nor that you have become a bulwark to that which stands, that it may stand more firmly. Not that your family have become courtly at courts, and that you have learned, gay-colored like the flamingo, to stand long hours in shallow pools. For ability to stand is a merit in courtiers, and all courtiers believe that to blessedness after death pertains permission to sit. Nor even that a spirit called holy led your forefathers into promised lands, which I do not praise. For where the worst of all trees grew, the cross, in that land there is nothing to praise. And verily, wherever this Holy Spirit led its knights, always in such campaigns did goats and geese and wryheads and guyheads run foremost. O my brethren, not backward shall your nobility gaze, but outward. Exile shall you be from all fatherlands and forefatherlands. Your children's land shall you love. Let this love be your new nobility, the undiscovered in the remotest seas. For it do I bid your sails search and search. To your children shall you make amends for being the children of your fathers. All the past shall you thus redeem. This new table do I place over you. Segment 13. Why should one live? All is in vain. To live, that is to thrash straw. To live, that is to burn oneself and yet not get warm. Such ancient babbling still passes for wisdom. Because it is old, however, and smells mustily, therefore it is the more honored. Even mold ennobles. Children might thus speak. They shun the fire because it has burnt them. There is much childishness in the old books of wisdom. And he who ever thrashes straw, why should he be allowed to rail at thrashing? Such a fool one would have to muzzle. Such persons sit down to the table and bring nothing with them, not even good hunger. And then do they rail, all is vain. But to eat and drink well, my brethren, is verily no vain art. Break up for me the tables of the never-joyous ones. Segment 14. To the clean are all things clean, thus say the people. I, however, say to you, to the swine all things become swinish. Therefore preach the visionaries and bowed heads, whose hearts are also bowed down. The world itself is a filthy monster, for these are all unclean spirits. Especially those, however, who have no peace or rest, unless they see the world from the backside, the backworldsman. To those do I say it to the face, although it sound unpleasantly. The world resembles man in that it has a backside. So much is true. There is in the world much filth. So much is true. But the world itself is not therefore a filthy monster. There is wisdom in the fact that much in the world smells badly. Loathing itself creates wings and fountain divining powers. In the best, there is still something to loathe, and the best is still something that must be surpassed. O my brethren, there is much wisdom in the fact that much filth is in the world. Segment 15. Such sayings did I hear pious backworldsmen speak to their consciences, and verily without wickedness or guile, although there is nothing more guileful in the world or more wicked. Let the world be as it is. Raise not a finger against it. Let whoever will choke and stab and skin and scrape the people, raise not a finger against it. Thereby will they learn to renounce the world. And your own reason, this shall you yourself stifle and choke, for it is a reason of this world. Thereby will you learn yourself to renounce the world. Shatter, shatter, O my brethren, those old tables of the pious. Tatter the maxims of the world maligners.